At about 9:14 this morning, a Targa competitor on Portersbridge Road has had a high-speed collision with a tree. Sadly, the 70-year-old driver from Interstate has died at the scene. The co-driver is in a serious condition and has been transported to the Launceston General Hospital. The accident investigation squad, Tasmania Police, are now conducting an investigation on behalf of the coroner.
Were there any witnesses to this?
Well, we don't have any witnesses were immediately behind, but there were certainly other cars passing through shortly thereafter.
Do you know at what stage the cars were? So was he one of the last cars going
through? I don't know where he was in terms of the stage, but I believe he may have been one of the early ones through.
Do you know what led to the accident?
No, that's still subject to an investigation.
So how dangerous is this piece of road here?
Well, that's very difficult to say. We don't know the circumstances of the crash, and no doubt the coroner will make some findings about that in due course.
Do you know what kind of car it was?
Yeah, it was a Porsche sedan.
A model?
No, yeah. I'm sorry, I don't have those details at the moment.
Obviously, he's crashed as part of an event, as part of the Targa event. Do you know if there was any footage perhaps that might be of use to police of what happened?
That's certainly something we're looking into. A lot of the cars now carry onboard cameras, so we're certainly looking into whether that is available to us.
Do you know anything more about the driver, whether he competed in Targa before, for instance?
No, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Has the next of kin been notified?
We're in the process of doing that at the moment. It's an interstate competitor that was trying to track down his family as we speak.
Which state was he from?
New South Wales.
You're able to estimate the speed he might have been travelling at?
That's something probably will come out as a result of the crash investigation. I certainly wouldn't have any idea of the speed. It certainly seems to be a significant impact, though, yeah. I can say that.
So does it look as though he's hit trees there, or what does he sort of...
It certainly looked like he's gone through some smaller trees before he's had a large impact with a big gum tree.
And could you elaborate on the condition of the passenger or the number?
I did know that he had serious neck injuries. The extent of his other injuries I can't elaborate on, but I did receive an update that he is in a poor condition as we speak.
And how old was he?
I don't have those details available at the moment.
Was it a matter of, I know there was a little bit of rain around this morning, could that have been possibly a contributing factor?
That's difficult to say. Certainly in here the road was damp when we arrived. Whether that played any impact, I don't know.